This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please get involved in the conversation. Now, Xander Gibb. Yeah, that's right. Xander Gibb is going to join us after the break. Again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And listen, you got to get informed. I don't care whether you listen. Well, I do care. I'd rather you listen to me. But there's, you know, 3,000 other stations out there, 3,000 other talk show hosts or what have you. Find one you like. Get informed. Don't say I don't do politics, because you know what? Every time you get your paycheck, you do politics. Right? Because the people that you hired to go to Congress, the people that you hired to go to the state legislature, they're the ones deciding how much money the government's taking out of your check. It ain't that hard. It's not brain surgery. Another one bites. I got to learn how to do these sound bites. Another one bites the dust. That's right. Ba-da-boom. Can you do that? No? We get somebody to do that? Anyway, Corrine Brown, defiant after pleading not guilty, 22 federal counts. If she's convicted, it'll be the first time anybody's been convicted. If she's convicted all charges, she can go to jail for 357 years. She don't look like she has that much time left. Seriously. Sorry about that. Jackson Florida, U.S. representative. Yes, another representative. This is one way to get him out of there, I'm telling you. It happens in California, too. You know, they get the majority, they win all these seats, and then they go to jail. U.S. Representative Corrine Brown of Florida and her chief of staff pleaded not guilty Friday to multiple fraud charges, along with other federal offenses in a grand jury indictment, unsealed after an investigation into what prosecutors call a phony charity turned into a personal slush fund. Sound familiar? Yeah, she won't see a day in jail, the other one. Brown, 69, of Jacksonville, faces 22 counts on her chief and her chief of staff, Elias Ronnie Simmons. 50, of Laurel, Maryland, faces 17 counts and an indictment unsealed after months of investigations into an unlicensed educational charity based in Virginia. God. You know, at least license the thing. Make it look legitimate, for God's sakes. Both the charge were participating in a conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, multiple counts of mail and wire fraud, concealing material facts on required financial disclosures. Right, but see, here's the thing. If you're embezzling money or you're stealing money, you're not going to show it to anybody. You're not going to put it anywhere where somebody can figure it out, right? Anyway, they failed to show the facts on required financial disclosure forms, theft of government property, obstruction of due administration of the Internal Revenue laws. Jeez. Is this a story about Hillary? It doesn't it? Or Al Sharpton? Could be him, too, you know. Brown, who's running for re-election in her recently, drastically redrawn congressional district, has fought off challenges over the last few decades in Congress and continues to insist that she is innocent of all charges. My heart's really heavy. She says, this has been a very difficult time for me. I can't take any more money out of this slush fund. It's very hard for me to feed my family. Anyway, she goes on to say, my constituents are having a tough time with this, too, but I'm looking forward to a speedy day in court to vindicate myself. Brown spoke as she left the courthouse. She said, I'm looking forward to presenting the rest of the story. According to the indictment, Brown used money from her campaign to give to the charity, her charity, One Door for Education, and at times deposited some of that money into her own personal bank account. If convicted of all charges, Brown could be sentenced up to 357 years in prison and fined $4.8 million. Simmons could face up to 355 years. Oh, they could be prison buddies. And let me see. She could be fined up to $4.75 million. Wow, amazing. You know, I guess you get a break after so many... you break the law so many times, it kind of give you, what is it, a quantity discount or something on your fines and your time? Brown stepped down late Friday as a senior Democrat on the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Oh, that's what you need. She's a perfect, right? You wonder why the VA is in such bad shape? Look at the people at the top. Due to House rules, I'm temporarily stepping down as the ranking member, Brown said in a statement released after 5 on Friday. I'm innocent of all charges announced today. We all are. Did you know that most people in prison are innocent? Just ask them. They'll tell you. I'm innocent of all charges announced today and intend to vigorously defend myself in court against these politically... You know, with the Democrats, it's always politically motivated. Yes, I know. I killed 3 people. But it's politically motivated that it would bring it out and actually bring that to the light. That's right. It's because I'm black. I'm a black female. And I'm a Democrat. There you go. Those are the reasons. God. House Democrats. You know, and it really doesn't matter. She should admit to them. I mean, seriously. Charlie Rangel. Right? He got caught with all this stuff. He took campaign money and bought apartment buildings in another country. You can't do that. He did it. He got away with it. He got away with cheating the IRS. He got away with a whole bunch of stuff. And guess what? He's still sitting in his chair. And he wins every time. So it doesn't matter what they do. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called the charges deeply saddening, but said Brown did the right thing, pending resolution of the case. Notice that she didn't say, I'm sure she's quite innocent and will beat these charges. She didn't say that at all. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibble, join me after the break. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about the what's going on in Dallas, what's going on across the country with the racial tension. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. always a pleasure to have you there with me. Now, listen, I want you to head up to the website, okay? I want you to give me your email address. Really, I'll come to your house and get it. Give me your email address. I only send an email once a week. I don't beat you up over it. I don't send you a whole bunch of junk. At least I don't think it's a whole bunch of junk. You can always unsubscribe, but give me a chance. And I'm sure I'll do you proud. I promise I'll do you proud. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. One of my favorite guests I have on with me tonight is Sandra Gibb with X-Rad. I keep wanting to say the second part of that, but you do a radio show, TV show, media show called X-Rad. Sandra, first of all, thanks for being with me tonight. Second, fix this for me, will you?
Fix what?
I said it was X-Rad. I come to a screeching stalt, like a halt, yep. Like I came to a cliff. They said it's a X-Rad radio show. It's a TV
Serious.
Show. God, give me a drink and help me out, will you?
Oh, gosh, I could do with a drink myself. When I've had one, you can have one, too, okay?
Okay, so tell people about your show, where they can see you, where they can talk with you, and let's get them on a straight and narrow, since I've screwed them up so terribly at this point.
Absolutely. Everything is available at dandrygibb.com. The radio show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And the TV show is called Xandermonium still.
Oh, cool.
Friday night.
That works for me.
And if you're not in the viewing area, you can watch it on the website, xandergib.com. It's simulcast on there, too. Because we've got all the mod cons there, you see.
Saw that interweb thing, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got to wind it up. And it,
there you
and
go.
It goes
right,
forward.
Let it go. But, so listen, let's get your thoughts. I'm sure you talked about it on your show tonight, but initially, let's get your thoughts on what took place there in Dallas last night. This wasn't a protest. I mean, don't get me wrong. The people that were there originally, that was a protest. I got that.
Right.
Okay. But not after all of that. That was just disgusting.
My thoughts are very mixed about all of this, and it's very sad that people have gone to protest against what they consider to be the police being violent, and then five officers end up dead.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, because I'm all for peaceful protest, you know, I'm all for whatever you want to call it, you know, standing in the street with a placard, writing to your politician, but when it comes to shooting somebody to get your point across, you've actually lost my respect. But the other side of this is that we can't change anything that's gone before. We can only change what's happening now. And this ideology of evening the score is really just not acceptable.
No. And it's dangerous. It's bad. But listen, my understanding, though, is, according to the police department, that the initial, what is it called, the initial protest was quite peaceful. And that they, you know, there wasn't any real trouble to speak of. People were doing the right thing, doing, you know, being orderly, and which is good. It's a cool thing, right? It's good for people to protest if they don't like what's going on. But some people are suggesting this was not an impromptu thing, that there was too much going on for this to have been an impromptu. This protest or slash rally had been scheduled for quite some time. You're not a conspiracy type of guy, but you think that's a possibility?
I kind of think anything is possible in this country. I mean, I actually think that there is kind of an issue that we need to address, and there is some disparity in the way that some black people are treated by the justice system. I don't want to comment on the universal incidents between cops and black people, because I think you have to take every instance on its own merit, because I think that when you start to generalize, that's when we have the problems. But I do actually think there are some people involved in this movement, in parentheses, that actually just want to cause trouble.
No, I like the movement thing. I do, too. I think there's people in there that are not genuinely in this to make a change or to fix something. You know, I'm with you on that. And it's sad, because if they do this right, you know, do you really think this was what Martin Luther King envisioned when he thought about helping people out, or helping his people, if you would?
Definitely not. I don't, and I'm paraphrasing, but I know that some of his speeches were saying that we don't change hate with more hate. But what I keep coming back to, and I've talked a lot about this lately, is that I cannot buy the ideology that we need to segregate once again, so the black people get together, the white people get together. You know, this idea of us and them is what's destroying this country. And yes, there's what we need to do. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's get the police leaders and the leaders of the African American slash black community, just not the hairdresser from Harlem, because I think he's got too much invested in all of this. But yes, something needs to change, but not by killing people and not by holding grudges and keeping score of who's killed who and when. Because we can't change any of that. And all of that is very sad. And the two people that have died, you know, the people that have died recently, that's all very sad too. But if we just lump that on the top of everything that's happened, we don't get anywhere. We have to start to move forward. And the only way we're going to do that is that if we, all as Americans, come together and stop segregating, because that's what the problem is. We don't unite anymore.
No, we're not Americans anymore. Now we're, I mean, forgive me, but we're either LGBTQ or we're black or we're white or we're Hispanic. You know, we're not Americans anymore. There's a big difference between, you know, a melting pot, right, and everybody calling themselves something different. And I think that's where we've lost it. We've actually lost the fact that we are American, that you're here for a better life. You're here for a different and better way of life. And that bothers me tremendously. It's not what my grandparents came here for.
I absolutely agree with you. And the examples you gave, I actually agree with that, too, because it's about what you are first. And if you ask me what I'm first, my answer would be that number one, I'm a Christian. Number two, I'm an American, and everything else that I happen to be or happen to do is periphery after those things.
We happen to be up on a break, which is a good thing, because then it happens to pay the bills. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Xander Gibb stays with me through the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Real Side on GCN Live. Well, it was a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Now look, get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Yes, there's a gazillion and nine things you could do up there. Really, gazillion. It's a real number, I promise you. Anyhow, appreciate the time that you do spend with me. I've got Xander Gibb joining me here tonight, as I do every Friday night, and we always take things from a different perspective. But we're talking about tonight, we're actually talking about the two biggies this week, which was the shooting here in Dallas, the lives that were lost last night. Just terrible. And listen, not to say that the lives that were lost at the hands of the police a couple of days ago also weren't tragic. Those I don't know yet, because the investigation isn't over, but that could have turned out differently, too. Maybe we could have had it turn out so that you have two men still alive. I don't know all the details, and frankly, neither do you. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And, you know, we do have a crisis, don't we? We have a crisis.
We do.
And racism, I asked one of my black friends last night, I said, you know, has it always been this bad? Has it gotten worse over the last 10 years? She felt that it's always been there. It's just come to the surface over the last 10 years. I don't know if I believe that.
I've never known it so bad, but I've actually seen on social media today, some people, you know, it's obviously the time to do this because it's, you know, an upcoming election. A lot of people have tried to blame Donald Trump and his attitude towards minorities. You know, and I don't think he's got a very good attitude with regards to some things with regards to minorities, but I think that's more that he's clumsy, not that he's a racist. But everyone wants to apportion blame right now. And you know, it just doesn't, we cannot sit and apportion blame because that does not move us a step further.
No, it doesn't. It does. You're right. It does absolutely nothing for us. It doesn't change anything. But I do think you have to, maybe not place blame, but you do have to call these things out in such a fashion where you can actually say to somebody, look, if you would stop doing this, right? I don't know. I'm not a crime expert, but here's what I can tell you. I have friends that are black, and I'm sorry. I mean this sincerely. I am sorry to go through some of the things that they go through just because they're black when they're being pulled over and that kind of thing. However, how many black people get pulled over a day and there's no incident like this. Nobody gets killed. Matter of fact, I would even imagine at times nobody gets a ticket.
I'm sure a lot. There was one guy with a video today that went viral, and he said, you know, he had a concealed carry, and he told the cop, you know, the best advice I've ever been given by police officers is if you're stopped by the police, you be polite, you put your hands on the dashboard where they can see them, and don't make any sudden jerky movements, because that way you're going to walk away. Now, I'm not saying that any of these incidents that have happened lately are because that has not occurred, but I'm saying for me, personally, as Xander Gibb, that is what I don't like to be stopped by the police, and you know, I've got nothing to hide. But it is a frightening experience, and I think that sometimes people are a bit rude to the police.
A bit?
The thing that they deserve to be shot.
You're being a nice guy, aren't you?
Some of the abuse that the police officers get is really unforgivable. And I wouldn't want to go out there as a police officer and be protecting people that feel this way about me. I really wouldn't.
Right. Well, it's a thankless job. And again, unless you're being attacked, all of a sudden when they were being attacked last night, it was like, oh, hey, we're the police. There they are. And these guys step right in to save them. And I just get the biggest kick out of it because, I don't know, to me, to a degree, it's hypocritical.
It totally is.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I don't know. Again, my heart and prayers go out to those people in Dallas. So some of those cops were, I guess one fellow was a month or a couple of weeks away from retiring, the poor guy. I mean, and he still ran into the fray. He still ran into what was going down because he wanted to be part of it. I mean, just guts galore, if you would.
It's just very sad that we're at this time in history, and it makes me even sadder that some people that don't want it to stop, they just want to point the finger and they want to stir the pot.
What could they possibly think is going to get fixed? You have, I'm asking this, but I'm believing you too. You must have some African American friends, some black friends.
Of course.
And have you talked to them? Have you been able to openly talk to them about this?
Yeah, I actually today, it made me very sad to think that people I knew that are black are afraid of the police, because that's not been my experience. Is that because I'm white? I don't know. Is that because I know a lot of police officers? I don't know that either. But I think it's a concern. This is an opportunity for the police to meet with the black / African American communities and actually have some real dialogue here. Because if the accusation is that this is systemic or institutionalized racism, then we need to look at it. Because I think part of what makes people feel like they're being heard is if things are actually assessed.
You must have more than two handfuls of white friends, correct?
Sure. I have friends in, like, lots of different types of friends.
Well, again, so I do too, obviously. And I know that we don't always know what's in somebody's heart. I get all of those wonderful little lines that people say. But here's the deal. I would say with surety, and I say this, I give you this number only because I've gone deep enough with some of these people to know this. Over 95% of my friends are not phobic. They're not racists. They don't hate any other color. Unlike me, who I'm not very fond of white people, but that's beside the point. But when you look at all of that, is it because we don't hang with those people? It's because we won't tolerate it? Or are our lives a microcosm of what the rest of the country's like?
I don't know. I think it's actually probably a mixture. But there are those of us that will not stand, you know, for that kind of thing. But it's unfortunate as well that we've got to a point in this 21st century that anyone that disagrees with us is an ist or a phobe. And that kind of scares me too. You know, even the article I wrote, the one that you reprinted on your website, I am a racist because I wrote that. And that hurts my heart because I would never want to come across as being racist. I would never want my commentary to add to someone's feeling that they want to hate anybody, because that's not what I'm about. I'm about making a difference. And if you disagree with my commentary, that's absolutely fine. But to actually place labels on my commentary, no, that's not fair.
No, and it's not real. I mean, seriously, it's not real, is it? Because they don't know you. They know what you've written, but they don't know you. And in writing, you can take something the wrong way. You can misconstrue something. There's a whole bunch of things going on in writing that people don't get. Mm-hmm. That's why I hated, you know, I'm not a real text fan, because you lose all the nuances. You don't really understand what the person is trying to get across. And some people, they get mad because of what they read, and they don't think to pick up the phone. What is it? We can't talk to each other anymore? What's the deal?
Well, you know, I think a lot of things with written stuff and text is that there's no tone. And you can say one sentence 10 different ways, and it means something different for people to interpret. But I think that anyone that knows me would kind of know where I'm coming from. And I think I'm a good enough communicator to get my point across. But I think some people, if you want to see badness in something, you're going to see it, Joe, whatever. You really are.
Oh, well, we've got friends and people we know around us that are like that. You know, they never can say, hey, you know, that's pretty good. They all can say, hey, you know what, you could have done this a little better doing this. Or why did you say that? Why did you do this? And those are the people you want to grab by their nose hairs and drag them around. Because there's other ways to do that. Be constructive and help somebody out. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what happened Wednesday. No, was it Wednesday? No, it was yesterday at the Comey thing. Is that Wednesday? It's just one big long week. I want to get your thoughts on that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that that you spent, whether it's in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation in any way you can be. That's the way you get informed. That's why you find out what's going on. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week. He's the host of X-Rad. He's also he also is the host of Xandermonium, which is my favorite. I like that a lot. Anyhow, Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, sir.
Yes, and I everybody has these cool names where they can come up with things like Xandermonium. Well, what's going to be what would be my show? The Mess. Messina.
What?
The Mess, Messina. Right.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I told you it should be Messing with Messina.
Oh, there you go. I'm not paying you anything for that, by the way, just so we're clear. I like that. That could work.
That's a good Christmas gift.
I could do it. Wait a minute. You can have it back. I'd rather have the donuts.
No donuts. I'm going to give you donuts, Joe, please.
Oh, yeah, okay. You say that now. Wait till I get there. So let's talk a little bit about Mr. Comey and his testimony the other morning. Were you surprised at the outcome at all? I mean, anything in you go, oh my God, how'd that happen?
No, it was kind of a foregone conclusion, wasn't it? And let's face it, there's been some threats clearly to, I want to call her Loretta Lynn, I don't know why.
Me too, I do that all the time. They don't look alike.
How old I
right?
am, but, yeah. but I definitely, I mean, why is your husband, not your husband, but why is Hillary's husband having ex parte meetings with the attorney general when she's in charge of what's going to happen to your wife? It smacks of impropriety.
Either that or he thinks she's hot.
Look, Loretta Lynch. Yes. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Well, I know, but I mean, he might think she's hot. I don't know. She's not. She's definitely not my kind. You know.
Maybe she was talking about maybe they were just talking about the grandkids. I mean, you know, isn't that what we always talk about? You know.
Yeah, all the time, every chance we get. I all of that was just pretty disgusting. I'm just amazed. But you know what? I was telling somebody the other day. I said, think about how this went down. Let me see. What was he meet with her? Was it last Tuesday? The planes just happened to end up on a tarmac at the same place, which doesn't happen. So they end up on the tarmac at the same place. And then, what is it, on Friday, she comes out and she says, well, whatever the FBI says is what we're going to do. And that's wonderful and great and happy. And then what happens is Saturday morning, all of a sudden they show up at Mrs. Clinton's house. There's no recording device. They're not taking any notes. They're just having open, honest conversation, I guess. I don't know. Then you have 2 days of holiday, right, in essence. You have Sunday and Monday. And then somehow he's read the report. He's debriefed with the agents. He's written the speech by Tuesday morning. I'm not that good.
How much more evidence do we need of the dishonesty of Hillary Rodham Clinton? We're given so many examples, but still she's the nation's sweetheart. And the sad thing is people will be stupid enough to vote for her because it was a misunderstanding. And Benghazi was just an accident. And the email thing was just a mistake. Well, try using those excuses when you're a private citizen in front of a judge, and the judge will say quite categorically that it makes no difference. Ignorance is no excuse.
Yeah, as somebody said, which was really a perfect line, is we now see how incompetent she actually is. Why would we want her for president? I'm thinking that is a great line, you know?
Because she's not Trump. That will be the answer.
Yeah.
But I really loved that comeback the other day. Did you see the meme that was floating around where Hillary had been asking for Trump's account, and Trump said, I emailed it to you. I just thought that was
hilarious.
That was perfection. It really was.
I thought that was hilarious. All right, let's go hit another serious issue here. And I haven't talked to you about this or what have you, but I've actually had a couple of people send me these stories. So the UN, you know, first of all, they're a bunch of nuts. I don't trust or believe any, and I mean anything, that they do, okay? But there are more and more laws cropping up. Like right now, I think it's, I don't know if it's federal. Oh, it was in Iowa. We did the law the other night. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass or push the transgender bathroom bill on churches. And what they're saying is you can only take the religious requirement on the bathroom bill when it pertains to actual religious activities. So, in essence, in the main sanctuary where they're teaching the word, they're giving a Bible study or a service, if you would, you can hide behind, as they put it, your religious belief systems there, and you don't have to allow transgenders to use the bathroom. However, in the children's ministry, you would, because that's not really a church thing.
Well, I am totally lost now.
I was too. They're trying to surgically cut this law or push this law and saying that they're in that church building during service, not all things going on in that building are God-related, if you would. Okay? And because they're not all God-related, they're not all having to do with spreading the gospel, then the areas that are not spreading the gospel, you have to allow the transgender bathroom bill to fly.
I don't know what part, and I mean, unless it's a church that actually lets, kind of rents out its function rooms or something, which is a totally different thing, in any case. But when it's a church, when it's a church activity, surely it's for the church to decide what they're going to do.
I'm with you, and I'm amazed at what is the listen. If I think there's a bunch of backwards, bigoted idiots, let's take the Westboro Baptist Church. Okay, I don't care what they do between their four walls. I really don't. If they want to be stupid, they want to be ignorant, they want to teach hate, they can do that behind their four walls. Leave me alone. And I'll leave you alone. You keep it there. The minute you spill on the street, though, then you become my problem. Or I'll become your problem, put it that way. And I'm kind of there with this, too. I'm saying, look, can we just leave people alone in every way, shape, manner, or form? Yeah, I mean, as a Christian, I don't go knocking on the doors of, mosques. I don't go knocking on the door. I don't agree with what you're doing. I think it's wrong. I don't go knocking on the doors of churches where, there's a large gay or lesbian congregation. You do. Whatever you're doing there, you do.
You know, this was foretold, Joe. I mean, I don't mean about the trans bathroom issue, but, you know, it says in the Bible that the government will turn on the churches, and I think this is the beginning of that. It really is. When they're forcing them to do things that they don't want to do with the ideology that if they don't do it, that they're going to make them pay taxes, that really is the start of it. That's kind of the beginning of the end. It's like, do it or else, you know?
Well, the reason I bring this up, too, is because the Human Rights Council now has an LGBTQ czar, if you would.
I mean, wonderful.
I'm not making that up. It's
is
true.
Is it Caitlyn Jenner by any chance? You know, Caitlyn Jenner wants to be Donald Trump's LGBTQABCDFC, whatever it is now, czar. And I think
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've lived as a man for 69 years of your life. You've lived as a woman, and I'm being polite, for, you know, a year or two. How does that make you an expert on the LGBTQ community?
I think those things, I never make those comments because it never turns out good for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even bother with it. But I thought this UN thing was hilarious, though, because the whole focus of that czar is to make sure that LGBTQ rights are not being eclipsed or, pardon the term, trumped by religious freedom. Interesting. It's just interesting the angle at which they're putting this guy in place to scrutinize religious organizations to make sure they're not discriminating against the LGBTQ community. Let's not feed the kids or anything. But anyway, go ahead.
No, absolutely not. I'm just very, some of these things I'm kind of torn because you've got to pick your arguments. But when you're forcing churches and religious organizations to do things that go against that which they believe, I mean, surely that's kind of slavery in itself. Mm.
Well, guess what? It's that time again. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Go ahead and tell people how they can find you, and that'll be physically find you. We don't want to do that. So
online. I live at 142 Fake Street, apartment 2B, New York. ZanderGibb.com. Everything you need to know is there.
I know. I love it.
Just go and check it out.
Not me. Mine's got to be in 15 different places. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have a little conversation around, does Muslim ties or Christian ties, does that make you be more tolerant than some of the negative things maybe they do? We'll talk about that in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.